Wisconsin Council. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. Terror attack victims challenge social media, and the U.S. Supreme Court sidesteps an effort to hold those companies liable for letting militant groups on their platforms. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says the justices reversed a decision that revived a lawsuit.
What the court said today is that the plaintiffs who tried to sue Twitter based on an allegation that creating that platform and creating algorithms that allowed people who are interested in terrorism basically to meet each other, that was not enough under the applicable federal statute to say that they aided and abetted in a terrorist attack.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to move next week to formally enter the Republican race for president. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The decision to file the paperwork is set to coincide with plans to meet with some of the governor's longtime donors at a hotel in Miami. They're expected to be briefed on plans for the forthcoming campaign and requests that they start help raising big money for the bid.
A newly proposed Senate bill from Washington's Patty Murray and other Democrats could affect how many people might pay for an over-the-counter birth control pill.
The Affordability is Access Act will make sure that once the FDA determines an over-the-counter option to be safe and effective for use without a prescription, that pill is fully covered by insurance, just like every other FDA-approved birth control.
Well, CBS's Cammy McCormick checks the pulse of the housing market in a time of rising interest rates and stubborn inflation.
The National Association of Realtors says prices have fallen from last year by the most in 11 years. Existing home sales are down nearly 3.5%. Home prices have fallen most dramatically in the western U.S. In the east, they continue to rise. But sales have declined 14 out of the past 15 months. Higher mortgage rates are partly to blame.
From the sports world, CBS's Jim Crisula reports the King of Clay will not hold court at an upcoming major tournament.
Rafael Nadal will miss the French Open because of a lingering hip injury that has sidelined him since January. He will miss it for the first time since making his debut in 2005. The 36-year-old Nadal has a career record of 112-3 across 18 appearances at the French Open, and he won the title there a year ago.
His record 14th title there. NBA star Ja Morant's signature shoe is no longer for sale on Nike's website or app. The Memphis Grizzlies suspended him last week when new video showed him with a gun. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 85 points. NASDAQ is up 130. This is CBS News.
There are over 10,000 reasons why steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. There are over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot trademarks of their respective companies.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll a Charmin up to soft on the potty, let's just most of roll it back.
UltraSoft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Dr. Rick here. Another sign you're becoming your parents is getting particular about details that don't matter.
The craziest thing happened when we got tacos the other day. Was it Wednesday or Thursday we got tacos? I know it wasn't Tuesday because that's when I went to my hairdresser. Shoot, what day was it?
See how we all lost interest there?
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know.
The Children's Imaginarium, planned in Wausau, is another step closer to reality. They've settled on an official address at 195 North 2nd Street within the building that houses Home Furniture. They will rent 14,000 square feet from the Minnesota-based furniture retailer. The STEM-focused museum has been years in the making. Finding a space already built will avoid tremendous overhead costs. This will be one of the first new organizations to open in the former Wausau Center mall space. The museum is planning to open this fall. Hazy skies over the Midwest are due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. Hazy conditions are all over Wisconsin, but the National Weather Service says the worst of it is in the north. Meanwhile, the smoke is making for some colorful sunsets. In sports, the Cardinals beat the Brewers last night 3-0. Milwaukee heads to Tampa Bay tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 73. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 50. Highs around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Welcome to the noon hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And it is Thursday at noon, so that means it is time for public service announcement. And we are holding that spot for our upcoming fun see, this is the number one question, the baby brain thing. But some intro music for this segment. But we also are welcoming back Dr. Kristen Lyerly. How are you, friend?
I am so good. And when you said we are holding that spot for our public cervix announcement, it made me think about speculums that we have to use to hold open vaginal tissue so we can see a cervix. That's where my mind is right
now.
That's
where your mind went. Got it. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Well, I do want to, I think my two pregnancy questions that we can hold off till closer to the end are baby brain and also heartburn and how to deal with that, because that is certainly started. But let's get right into some of the news from this week. Last week, we were talking about the FDA potentially approving a over-the-counter birth control pill. And this week, FDA has approved a new drug to treat hot flashes.
Hot flashes. 80% of women experience hot flashes. But there's been a lot of controversy and a lot of confusion about menopausal treatment, hormone therapy. A lot of women are afraid of it. There was this trial that happened, I don't know, 20 years ago now, that created a lot of fear for patients and providers. So many women are reluctant to use hormone therapy or unable to use hormone therapy. But now they have another option.
So this is not hormonal, is basically this new drug. How does it work?
So it's called fezolinetant, or Veozah is going to be the name that you see on the box. And it works by binding to a receptor that regulates body temperature and blocks its activity. So instead of the hormone, it works at the level of the receptor. This is an incredible find. It's the first drug of its kind, and it is something that is really going to be a game changer for women who suffer from hot flashes.
Go ahead, Jane.
Jane is so excited.
Jane's so excited.
Well, I no longer need that. It would have been great at the time because I can just, hot flashes are so much fun. There's nothing better than waking up in the middle of the night and you're dying because you're broiling to death. And then you start sweating and then you start freezing because you're all wet because you've been sweating and then you're hot again. So this sounds like a wonderful thing.
It is. And still, I have to really put a plug out there for hormone therapy. Many people will have their best results from using hormone therapy. So that's something that if you experience hot flashes, you should talk about your doctor or talk with your doctor about all of the different options that are out there. But if you have a history of vaginal bleeding, stroke, heart attack, blood clots, liver disease, it may not be an option for you. So you just had to suffer in the past or use like environmental things like a fan in your bedroom or like sheets that you could put on and take off, you know, that you had to just try to control it. Ice packs. A lot of people wear like an ice shawl to cool them down that they can then just take off quickly. Or people have personal fans. I'm sure you've seen that. All of those things are still things that you can use. But now this medication was shown to reduce the incidence of hot flashes, severe hot flashes by 60%.
Wow.
60%. And when you still had hot flashes, it made them significantly less severe. So this medication is a game changer.
Well, and it's such a big sleep disruptor, hot flashes. It really is. And it's hard to get a decent night's sleep when you're awake every 20 minutes or whatever, because you're dying. So that's wonderful news.
And why? And if you're not sleeping, then how are you functioning the next day?
Exactly.
Like, think about the impact of this on the rest of your life. This isn't just about the moment of the hot flash. This is about you holistically.
And I guess as someone, what actually causes hot flashes? Like, what is it about your body changing and going through menopause that it's like, well, we're going to do this now? We've had X amount of years of periods and cramps and maybe some childbirth in there, but now, you know, when you're coming to an end, let's just really end with a bang, with some hot flash fireworks.
Because why not? Have you had hot flashes in your pregnancy? Sometimes it happens to people in pregnancy.
Oh God, really? No, let's knock on wood right now.
We think it has to do with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen. So we think that that's what it's related to, although nobody knows for sure. And it may be different causes for different women.
Oh, wow.
And now, now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other. That's hilarious.
Ethel!
It's your turn.
Ethel, calm down.
What are you doing over there?
Ethel and Louise. Just like you name your boobs, you name your ovaries. All right. So the next story is the WHO has said, don't use sugar substitutes for weight loss, which is, I feel like sugar substitutes are in what everything that is like every Diet Coke, every like aspartame, like there's so much sugar substitute that is in diet food that this is a game changer potentially, at least if you follow it, right? But are they basically saying don't do it because it's not healthy or don't do it because you won't lose weight actually with sugar substitute?
So this study looked at 283 studies. It's a review of lots of different kinds of studies. And what they found was using sugar substitutes doesn't actually result in long-term weight loss.
Huh.
Long-term weight loss. And this includes, like you said, there are lots of different sweeteners, but it includes things like aspartame and stevia, monk fruit, things that recently have been marketed to us as safer alternatives or better, more natural alternatives. All grouped into the same pile as sugar substitutes.
And so that's basically it. It's basically that you will not like you, it's the long-term effectiveness is not actually there. And so is it because there's still calories in it or what is the, cause I always think about at the very fundamental level of weight loss, is it not just calories in, calories out?
It should be, I mean, logically, but No, it's actually really complicated. Obesity is a disease, and it's not just as easy as changing your calorie input output. There's a set point that your body tends to like to maintain, and the fat cells that you've built up over time actually release a hormone. I mean, obesity medicine, because, you know, 40% of Americans are obese. So this is not a small problem. So we're starting to research it and starting to understand it better. If you say to your doctor, I'm trying everything and I'm just not losing weight, that's possible. You may be trying everything. You may be counting your calories really carefully and exercising. And it is a struggle to lose weight. And diet sodas can actually be making it worse in a way, like psychologically. Yeah. There's a school of thought that if you drink a diet soda, then maybe you think you can eat something a little bit more.
Oh,
so
it's like
that
a trade-off.
May be part of it. Mm-hmm. That may be part of it. And when they looked at, these are the results from the randomized control trials, but when they looked at the observational studies, and an observational study, to be very clear, does not mean that something causes something. It's just a group of people that they looked at and they were looking for patterns. And what they saw with the observational study was that people who drank diet soda were more likely to have type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, heart disease, and death from heart disease, as well as bladder cancer and death from any cause. So again, drinking diet soda doesn't mean that these things are going to happen to you, but the observational studies saw that these things were more associated in diet soda drinkers.
So Dr. Lyerly, if I want to indulge and have a soda, which I do very rarely, is it better just to go with a, you know, the fully leaded Coca-Cola as opposed to a Diet Coke?
Hey, if you do it rarely, it's really not going to make a difference. But if you're having four a day, that will definitely make a difference. Yeah. And water is always a better alternative.
If you get bored of water, what's a different alternative? Is LaCroix fine?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because there's nothing really in there. Or you could put
How about a Fresca? Is Fresca fine? Fresca,
I
think, has alternative... They have some natural sweeteners, I think, but Fresca, you were never a Fresca person, Jane. Did we already have this conversation?
There's weird floaty things in Fresca that should not be there.
No, not anymore. That was the glass bottle. The cans are just like a grapefruit deliciousness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jane, I'm with you on that one. Ooh. I am not a Fresca person.
No.
Sorry. What about kombucha? That's fizzy.
That's fizzy.
Otherwise, I have a sister who puts lemon and ginger in her water. She keeps a big container. She will do cucumbers sometimes, which I've tried and I think personally is disgusting. But I would go with the lemon. See, it's tasty, you know, to jazz up your water a little bit.
Jazz up the water.
Mm-hmm. It's not just about water. It's not just about sodas. It's about lots of other things too, like barbecue sauce and ketchup.
Yeah.
I mean, those things, salad dressings, they have stealth sugars in them and stealth sugar substitutes. So really the message here is read your labels, know what you're putting into your body.
Yeah. What about Skittles? Dr. Lyerly, you probably are not in on the joke that I eat like a teenager and that the amount of my Skittle intake is high.
It's practically, they're practically fruits, aren't they, Dr. Lyerly?
Wait, thanks for letting me just have that one. As all the things that I'm going through right now, just let me have that one. All right, when we come back, we have some listener questions to go through, and I will ask my questions about my pregnancy and some how to alleviate heartburn without taking Pepto, because I know that I cannot take that. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I've got it.
time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com.
People ask me all the time what the word plus in our name, Quality Plus Printing, stands for. Well, P is for pride. We take pride in our work and in being your locally owned full-service printer. L is for the latest technology and equipment. U is for unbeatable value. And S is for superior customer service. Experience the plus on your next printing and design project. Quality Plus Printing. We'll get your words out. 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. And call us at 715-423-7440.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
This moment of Zen is brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids. Fresh roasted beans, specialty drinks, amazing baked goods, and food. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery in Wisconsin Rapids. Family owned. Freshest coffee. Find them on Facebook.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Currently, it's 63 degrees.
We're talking the truth.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And this is our weekly public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, where we do answer your questions, go through the news, all things having to do with women's health. And if you have any questions for the doctor, feel free to text or call 844-967-2789. Unless you are listening to the podcast and can't do it live, then shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Well, we'll get to some of our questions that we got during the week this last week, but it's my show, so we're going to trump my questions. this last week, have been, the heartburn has come. And I am not someone who had never, I never got heartburn before, never got acid reflux, unless like every once in a while, maybe, but it was not a chronic thing for me at all. So this is very new for me to be burping all the time. Jane's probably heard it in her headphones at some point over the last week.
I haven't been sure if it's been hiccups or burps, but anyway.
Yeah, it's exactly. And so I know I can't take Pepto-Bismol. I can take Tums. Mm-hmm. What else natural should I be taking advantage of that I can or cannot do to try to treat this? Because this is uncomfortable, and I can only imagine it's going to get worse as this kid gets bigger.
I always like thinking about the really benign things first. So when are you having these symptoms? Is it after you drink a bunch of water? Do you eat a big meal and then go to bed and you lay down? No. Is it all the time?
It's been kind of all the time. And I think the big thing, because I've been taking advantage of the fact that I can have like one cup of coffee in the morning, and I'm starting to realize that maybe I can't have that cup of coffee. Mm. And I read less, so like the coffee thing, but I mostly have been eating bland food anyways. Like it wasn't like a lot of fried food. It wasn't a lot of stuff. It's a lot of like bagels and toast and cottage cheese and Greek yogurt with granola, but it's been uncomfortable. So the thing I read last night that's I'm going to try is getting a gallon of milk and having supposedly it said milk, drinking a glass of milk can help. Have you heard that one before?
Yeah, I mean, it has that kind of, you know, soothing, alkaline kind of property. And this is Wisconsin. So if it's going to happen, it's going to work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other advice as far as how to mitigate it?
So the problem for many people is that think about your stomach like a pouch that makes acid and not like a little toxic acid. It is like some serious acid in there. And at the top of your stomach, at the bottom of your esophagus, where those things come together, there's a sphincter. There's a sphincter there, a little round muscle. And in pregnancy, that sphincter gets kind of like lazy. So if your stomach is full of liquid, or if you have a lazy sphincter, then some of that stomach acid stuff can come rumbling back up into your esophagus, which is what gives you that heartburn sensation. So the two things you can do are basically try to like settle down that acid stuff that's going on in your stomach. So Tums works for that. There are other medications that we can prescribe for that as well. Or try to just change your behavior so your stomach doesn't get so full, so that after you eat, like the triggers, you know, coffee is a trigger for you. So maybe coffee isn't an option because, you know, I'm sorry. Or like some people will drink a ton of water and their stomach will get full and then it'll just bubble back through that sphincter and cause problems. Or they'll eat a big meal at night, maybe a fatty meal where their stomach stays kind of full, and then they'll go to bed and lay down and that sphincter is lazy. So food will come back up through that sphincter and cause a problem at night when they go to bed. So just trying to, you know, treat your sphincter nicely, and then also managing the pH in your stomach.
That's going to be one of my new favorite insults, is to call someone a lazy sphincter.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, lazy sphincter. Oh, man, that is harsh.
Ooh, you called me a what?
Use it wisely.
All right. Well, that is good to know. And then my other pregnancy question for this week was, momnesia, baby brain, what to call it as far as words not coming as quickly as they used to.
That's a really frustrating one, isn't it?
Oh, especially when you talk for a living. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, and it's real. And you know the words. They're like there. The thing you want to say is there, and you just can't like actually get it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's real. We think it's because of hormonal changes. And some recent studies have looked at MRI imaging of pregnant people's brains, and they've actually seen remodeling of the gray matter, of the connections in people's brains related to hormonal changes of pregnancy. We don't really know why. We think it's somehow adaptive, maybe to facilitate bonding, but I don't honestly know why, but we do have the evidence that shows that it is a real thing.
Well, that's validating to know that it is a real thing. And then you're not just like dumb. But also that's wild that you can see it on MRIs, that it is actually changing. And so is it something that is during pregnancy? Because it also is something that is, I mean, I've heard at least post-pregnancy is still an issue as well. Does it eventually come back, doctor?
Well, your pregnancy is not over when the baby comes out. You know, despite what politicians think, the pregnancy actually continues throughout the postpartum period. It takes your body about a year to recover from a pregnancy. And it's a gradual recovery. You know, at some point you'll get your period back and all of these things start to return your body to normal, or at least what the new normal is going to be. But the hormonal changes are going to gradually, they change really quickly at the time of delivery, and then they change gradually after that. And breastfeeding is a major contributor here. Breastfeeding is a giant hormonal change for your body. So I found personally that breastfeeding gave me worse momnesia than the pregnancy itself.
Right.
Which I think is part of why they think it facilitates that bonding, because breastfeeding really is such an important time to bond.
Well, you did it four times. So if you did it four times, I can do it at least this once. So Dr. Kristen Lyerly, thank you so much as always. We will save some of the other questions that we didn't get to for next week. But as always, if you have stuff you want us to talk about, we are here to answer your questions. Or she is here because she is the smart one. We are the smart asses. But Dr. Kristen Lyerly, as always, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, it's such a joy, ladies. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. We'll take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about how Minnesota is getting it done with paid leave. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood and Portage County Sheriff's Departments join law enforcement agencies across the country in a campaign to increase the number of travelers wearing seatbelts. The Click It or Ticket campaign begins next week, May 22nd, and goes through June 4th. A 2022 survey found that only 87.5% of Wisconsin motorists wear seatbelts. On average, over 2,300 unbuckled people are injured in crashes each year. In 2022, 170 people who died in vehicle crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. The 21st annual Spring Wisconsin River Bass and Walleye Classic Fishing Competition is this Saturday, May 20th, at the Waters Pub and Pier in Stevens Point. Wirzala partnered with Prime Water Anglers and donated $1,000 toward the competition. Proceeds will go towards local volunteering efforts and the kids' fishing clinic in June. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 73. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 50. Highs around 60. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
A little bit more about what it looks like in Minnesota, how it's going to work, what we can learn from them. And so here to talk to us about that is Sarah Piepenberg, who is owner of Vinaigrette and a Minnesota leader with Main Street Alliance, and also Sean Fedeplace, who is returning, but now has the new title of Interim Organizing and Policy Director with Main Street Alliance. Is that a promotion, Sean?
It might be. It also means more work, but I'm excited to take it on.
Okay, well.
I'm super excited to be here with you, and thanks for taking the time. And as it happens, the bill's moving through the Senate as we speak.
Wow.
So it may pass while we're on the interview here, so we'll see if that happens or not. But it's definitely on track to pass today.
Because it passed the House yesterday, right?
That is correct. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, Sarah.
So I guess, Sarah, just to start kind of the foundational, like, what does the bill do? What does it look like?
It offers 20 weeks of leave. So 12 weeks can be used, say, for family leave. And then you can have an additional 8 weeks to take care of a sick loved one or to take care of yourself.
And how does that, it works basically like unemployment insurance, right? Where it's something that everyone pays into?
Correct. So employers and employees pay in, they split that. You have the option to pay in for your employee if you choose not to pass that cost on to your employee. But yes, it's an equal pay in.
And so when you say, so it's 12 weeks and then 8 weeks, is that once in your lifetime? Is that every time you need it? Or how does it work as far as, so like, I am pregnant right now, but if I have a kid, if I were in Minnesota and had a kid this year, but then had a kid 3 years from now, what would that look like?
It's every year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So 20 weeks is yearly, potentially. And which is also one of the fear tactics that we see people using or saying. But in reality, most people actually don't take all of their leave. And this isn't something, you know, you have to have a qualifying event in order to take this leave.
Got it. And so I guess as far as, I think we often think about the individual who would be able to benefit from this and how many people, whether it's taking care of a parent or another sick family member or having a baby. But what does this mean actually as a small business owner? Like, how does this help small businesses?
Well, I want to like highlight first and foremost, the whole reason why I got into this fight was because of my employee.
Oh, interesting.
So this wasn't, you know, I had an employee that fell and she needed to be out for 12 weeks while she recovered. We have what we kind of determined as an unlimited sick policy. So we didn't say you get 3 sick days a year. If you get sick, we're going to pay you. Linda, my employee, wasn't expecting that. But what happened is because we paid her, we became, you know, late on our mortgage at our home and our commercial rent. But if this policy had been in place, it would have completely been avoidable, mm-hmm. because I would have been paying in the entire time. And let's face it, frankly, I would be paying in less than what it actually cost me out of pocket initially when I, you know, paid for Linda to be out. So as a small business owner, it levels the playing field. I can compete with some of the larger employees here in the metro, employers here in the metro, to be able to offer something. There's a lot of people that work for their benefits, so this is it levels the playing field.
Absolutely. And so, what has organizing looked like in Minnesota to get this done?
A lot of work.
I can imagine.
Because honestly, it. we were split. We had a Democratic House. We had a Republican Senate. I got into this fight about 5 years ago, but it started 7 years ago. And it would move through the House and move through the House and then just stall out in the Senate. But what I think it really took is getting this grassroots effort of business owners, because time and time and time again, and even right now here in Minnesota, when I listen to the news and them talk about this, they continually say that small businesses are not in support of this, when in fact, that's not true. And again, who's complaining about it are some of the bigger and larger employers that have used their paid leave policies to entice people to come and work for them. But the other piece is, they're okay with just offering 6 weeks paid leave, right? Not the 12 weeks paid leave. And actually, when you break this down, which I've sat down with a number of business owners to really go through what this is going to cost you. You get twice as much for half the price, because again, I've been a business owner for 14 years and have been looking into the private market, and you're passing on tremendous cost to your employees if you want them to get a cancer waiver, because time off isn't covered if you get cancer, right? There is no paternity leave unless you set up some individual fund that then the insurance company manages and makes money off of. And over 60% of them don't offer maternity leave for people that adopt. So this is a comprehensive, affordable package that I can offer to, you know, that I can partake in.
We're talking to Sarah Peppenberg, who is an owner of, am I pronouncing it right? Is it Vinaigrette?
Vinaigrette, yep.
Vinaigrette, okay, making sure. And the Minnesota leader with Main Street Alliance, and Sean Fetteplace, interim organizing and policy director with Main Street Alliance. And so I guess that's a good segue as far as what role did Main Street Alliance play in the organizing and making sure this bill didn't die and actually is going to get passed, it sounds like.
Yeah, I can speak that more broadly. And Sarah, if you want to step in, happy to have you do that. So this has been a long-term process in Minnesota to get paid leave passed, as she said, you know, going back years and years. And Sarah, I was described as one of the OGs actually on paid leave in the state by a national partner, because there's been a lot of work by a lot of people for a very long time to get us here. You know, the political opportunity to present itself, though, this cycle. And I have to say, the grass is looking awfully green on the other side of the Mississippi right now, yeah, considering how much good stuff is happening, because you have paid leaves on the cusp, but also they did a public option for healthcare. They've legalized marijuana. They also did sick and safe time. That just passed. They're making massive investments in childcare, and they're making the kinds of family-friendly, you know, workforce-friendly investments that are necessary if that state's going to continue to grow. Granted, they had a $19 billion surplus. We have seven. So they did have the money to do this too. And so it was a confluence of a good opportunity, but also with a lot of hard work by our members. And Sarah, do you want to maybe speak to a little bit about the Day of Action and the work that's been happening at the Capitol recently?
Sure. So, I mean, I think a lot of it has, I mean, from the back in the OG days when we didn't have as very many members and we were kind of a little, you know, piece of excitement, say from the national level with Main Street, but it was continually meeting with business owners, then also building our partnerships with a number of other coalitions that supported paid leave. And that momentum continually grew. But I think the biggest piece is actually highlighting small businesses, true small businesses, over and over and over, and helping us organize and find our voices to navigate this daily changing world that we live in.
And so, when this passes, which is jealous,
happening right now, yes.
And when does it take effect? Like, is it kind of like, is it next year? Is it 2025? Like, when you actually start to see the effects of it?
2025.
Okay.
2025.
And so I guess, and this is probably a question for either of you, granted your political makeup of who sits in your governor's administration and in your legislature is different than Wisconsin. But I guess, what can Wisconsin learn? Because this was something that was proposed in our governor's budget proposal as far as having a similar program that was, you know, both employers and employees pay into it, but it will not, does not look like it's going to make at least the legislature's proposed budget. And so I guess, what are some of the other things, knowing the limitations of who is our elected officials are, that you feel like Wisconsin can learn to try to make this happen here?
Yeah. So I would just say, first off, you know, we, as folks who listen to this show and others know, we've been going through the budget process and we're, you know, pretty close to, we're in the red zone, so to speak, to use a football metaphor for the Wisconsin listeners. But, you know, we're pretty close to the end. This, the hard decisions are being made now. The Capitol is a little chaotic. And, you know, there's a few high priorities that we've had as an organization through the state legislative process. One was Medicaid expansion, Badger Care expansion. It is the dumbest thing ever that we've not actually taken that free money to insure 100,000 people. But, you know, the insurance companies don't particularly want to have the competition. So that's why it hasn't happened. But there's that issue. There's childcare counts, which does look like we have a shot at saving. We're working very, very hard. And there's been a lot of great advocates working on that issue to help save it. And organizers, including, oh, shout out Corrine Hendrickson and a bunch of other folks who've been super instrumental on that. And then paid leave. Paid leave, we always knew it was going to be an uphill climb with this legislature. That said, you know, after the budget wraps up, a standalone paid leave bill is going to be introduced. And all this energy that we've put into this over the course of the last, you know, couple of months in the last year, we're going to flow into getting co-sponsors, getting support and building and really helping inform the public about the good news. And the good news, too, is that we can take a lot of the good work that Minnesota has done around their very robust coalition and their tactics. They've been very effective. And help to replicate that here to get it across the finish line. It probably will take a couple of legislative cycles to get it done, but that's why it's so important to get started now. And so today we actually worked with Family Friendly Wisconsin to release a storybook about what's at stake with paid leave. And so I would encourage everybody to check out the Family Friendly Wisconsin Twitter handle. You can read them all there and help share those stories and really help to make the case about why we need to get paid leave in Wisconsin.
If I can say from a business owner's perspective that I think was, we kind of didn't always hit is, but to sit down actually with business owners, because over and over again, the chamber will send their lobby dogs each and every time to testify against it. But interestingly enough, they don't bring chamber members because let's face it, the chamber is a networking opportunity for life coaches and light bulb salesmen. I've been a member of Minneapolis, Edina, and Excelsior chambers, and that's exactly what it is. It's an exchange. So to see that the big guys, the lobbyists, come out over and over and over again, I think the biggest thing is we need to continue to listen to small business owners. We cannot keep letting them hear the fear tactics, which, like, this is going to cost you for so much. And what's going to happen if you have to, your employee has to be gone for 20 weeks. Okay, we do have a labor shortage, correct? And if these, you value this employee and you want them to come back, why wouldn't you give them that time? So I'm also exhausted. We can't keep vilifying employees that somehow, some way this is going to be taken advantage of. I think we need to sit down and actually look at the business conversation, which is, if I have to hire somebody else to replace Logan, who's here right now in my store.
We're coming up against a break, so unfortunately we have to cut you off. But that's Sarah Pieperberg. This is so great. Sean Fetteplace, thank you so much. We'll certainly, if you want to send me all the links so we can get that on our show notes for today as far as how people can get involved and take action in Wisconsin. But like I said, very jealous of that Minnesota is getting this done because it is a huge step forward. So bravo to all the work you put in.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Have a great day. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
It's It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Pike.
We can hook you up with some tickets for Monday night's game, which is the first pitch is set for 6:40 p.m. The Brewers will be hosting the Houston Astros in Milwaukee both Monday through Wednesday. And so we have the other pair of tickets that we're giving away. We gave two away yesterday, but Greg Bach kindly offered himself that if we do not give these away, he would gladly take them.
That was and so nice of him and so selfless.
And so I do have to tease him, though, that he has like, you can always call in and win them, but you have to listen to the show, Greg.
There is that. Yes,
there is that.
Yeah, that part.
You're not here. You could listen to the show and win the tickets. But these tickets are obviously brought to you by the Civic Media flagship Brewers Station, Oshkosh Air Support on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, which you can listen to throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also listen and catch the Brewers on WRC News from the Center in Richland Center at 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. And I have a pretty easy question.
All right.
Pretty easy to look up if you don't know it off the top of your head. But because we're playing the Astros, what year did the Astros cheating scandal happen?
Did you know this off the top of your head?
I didn't know what year. I knew that it happened. I obviously knew that the Astros cheating scandal happened at the end. The Astros are cheaters. But I had to look up what year it actually was. But that's what I mean. So it's pretty easy to look it up. But so basically the Houston Astros reached the World Series for the third time since the baseball's biggest cheating scandals in years tarnished the team's championship in what year? 844-967-2789. If you would like two tickets to club level seats.
Good seats.
Good seats.
Yes.
Great, the best seats. They're the best seats in the house. let us know. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. What year did the Astros, what championship year did that championship get called into question because the Astros are cheaters? And so we will take your calls. Jane, looks like maybe we have a call already, but Jane will pick up the phone, take your call, take your answer, and you will win tickets to the Brewers game on Monday. Hopefully you get some good weather. I think this weekend the weather is supposed to look good, so I am very excited about that. Debbie is coming down. We're actually going to be doing yard work this weekend.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so we're going to do some home improvement.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Ben from West Bend joining us. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. Do you know what year, what championship year did the Astros get in trouble for?
I want to say it's 2022.
It was not 2022. You want to take another guess? It's in the recent 21. History, but it was
2021.
Not 2021. I'll give you one more shot. A little bit earlier.
Okay. 2019.
No, but Jane, why don't you get his information just in case, because Ben actually called in and if someone else answers it, otherwise Ben, you'll be our runner up and we'll get you those tickets. So Jane will stay on the line. Jane will get your information. Cause we play it fast and loose here as far as how sticky and how so much of sticklers we are to our trivia, our trivia rules. But, if you can have a chance to steal. So basically you can steal from Ben right now. If before the end of this segment, you can call in, or I guess before we come back, cause at the, top of the next hour after the news, Paul Noonan is going to be back and we're going to talk college football and what the Wisconsin Badgers are framing up to look like for this fall. We're going to talk about the end of an era, that Mike Lucas is retiring, maybe talk a little Packers news. Maybe he can let us know how good Simone Biles' husband actually is, because all I know is that he is Simone Biles' husband, and also just a Brewers update in general. So Paul will be here at 106. But if you can come, if you can call in and steal Ben's tickets, 844-967-2789. But you only get one guess. I'm not giving you three guesses like I gave Ben.
We have Randy. We have Randy on the line.
Okay, Randy
from Waukesha. Hey, Randy.
Hi there.
Hi, Randy. Do you know what year we're looking for?
I'm pretty sure it was 2018.
I think it was the year before.
Oh. I knew it was earlier than those last three guesses.
It was earlier. It was 2017. And so, if you stick on the line, Jane, I don't know, then what do we do with the, we got two competitors.
I think
Randy,
we're gonna have to
closer.
I know.
I think we have to give him a Randy.
All right.
Sorry, Ben. We'll get you next time. But Ben, we'll have tickets all season long. But if we want to get Randy's information, we'll get Randy. Congratulations. You were 1 year off. But yeah, so the Houston Astros, the team's championship was 2017, and there was penalties handed down in 2020, and so all the kind of the aftermath of stuff that happened from the scheme that happened in 2017. And so, you know, it seems like, because they've gotten on to like continue to be very successful as a team, and so it hasn't been, I don't know, but I think like people just kind of forget that. I was like, oh yeah, like it was a big deal. Yeah. So all right, well, thanks to Ben and Randy both for taking a swing at the answer. But like I said, when we come back from the top of the hour news, we will be talking to our friend Paul Noonan, who is going to give us an update on the Badgers, Brewers, Packers. Maybe he still has his eye on the racing sausages. That we have not had an update in 2 weeks on whether or not anyone has bid on those racing sausages yet.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We will check that out. And then at the bottom of the next hour, keep this in mind. How much would you spend on your sick dog? Just, you know, for personal reasons, I'm trying to gauge because we may or may not have had a sick dog in the house yesterday. And that's where my mind's at. So we'll be taking a break. Come back with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You can't tell that one back.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.